Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Gimel, and we're holding on daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, right at the point where Richie got stuck to his chair, and that was where we were wondering, V'hai la'alchi udiata? You're telling me that this pasuk of Kol Mincha B'lulav Hashem and V'chareva L'chol B'nei Aharon Tiyeh. That is extra, because after all, I already know that B'nai Aaron are supposed to be eating the Menachot. Therefore, if an Eino Inyan for a regular Mincha of Seles must be coming to add the Mincha of Sorim. And that would tell us that when it comes to either a Chareva, meaning a Sorim of a Mincha Sota, or if it's a Belulav HaShemen, meaning the Mincha Sa'omer, that in either event, we actually are going to give it to the Kohen. This is what we said yesterday was the Makor. However, today we're wondering, V'hai la'alchi udiata? Did this come to tell me that? I thought, Habibar le'lekita tanyang, we have a completely different limud that we learned from that pasuk, which is, Minayin she'en chokim minachot keneged zivachim. How do you know that the Kohanim can't do an exchange business with the Chalakim that are given to them from Kachim? Well, let's start at like the maximum of what things are so different that it makes sense that we wouldn't be able to exchange one for the other. So, would they be able to exchange, let's say one of these Kohanim boys, he's in bad shape, but we've got a vegetarian Kohen. Oh gosh, what's he going to do? So he figures, all right, he'll exchange all of those delicious meat pieces. These guys are crazy, they eat meat. And I'll ask them for the minachot that they get in exchange. So that way I can maintain my meat-free diet in the Beis HaMikdash. So you might think that's okay. No. Talmud Omar v'chol mincha she'teyafeh b'tanur l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh ish ki achiv. That basically, you've got to keep every single Ben Aaron has to be part of that Achila, and he can't exchange his Mincha for another Mincha. Now, what we're going to be doing over here is we're going to be going through every mention in this Pasuk of a Mincha and point out that the Torah is telling us extra cases in order that we should understand that this idea of L'chol B'nei Aaron is a universal. So we're going to go through each one of them, and we're going to say, remember that the pasuk says, V'chol mincha she'teyafeh b'tanur, V'chol na'aseh b'marcheshet, V'yamachavat, L'kohen ha'makriv otah lo tiyeh, V'chol mincha b'lulav ha'shemen v'chareva, L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh ish ki'achiv. So it mentions a lot of different cases over here. We're going to take each one of those cases as being an extra ribui, and it's telling us that the Kohanim all are going to have to share in that particular one. And from it, by going through step by step, we're going to figure out that actually the Kohanim are not able to exchange anything for anything. They all have to share equally in all of these matanais. So we've got the first one. Okay, L'chol mincha she'teyafeh b'tanur. Now that's the first case, and it ends with L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh ish ki achiv. Continues the Braita. Okay, I mean, that makes sense, because Menachot and Zvachim are two totally different worlds. So maybe that's why the Torah said you can't actually exchange them. So yachol lo yechalku Menachot keneged Zvachim, because a mincha is never given instead of a zevach. It's given instead of a bird, where we have the regular carbon and then the dalut and then the dalei dalut with the carbon oil of a yored, let's say, right? But we never have a case where we go directly from a zevach and the next stage down is to give a mincha instead of a zevach. Maybe that's why you can't actually exchange one for another. But maybe the Kohani would be allowed to be yechalku minachot keneged ofot. Maybe to say, look, okay, I don't like chicken. Well, we don't get chicken in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, I know. But I know it looks like chicken. It tastes like chicken. So it's good enough for me for chicken. So what is it really? It's a ben yonah. Okay. So we'll have some ben yonah, and you give me instead your zevach, right? You could think maybe that's okay because the chakumen achot keneged ofot, but that's because harika mutachteim bedalut. You can actually exchange in a carbon olivier, right? If you can't afford the birds, so then you get to bring a mincha instead. And if they're exchangeable, one for the other, maybe you could actually trade portions. Give your bird for the other guy's mincha. So yechalku min achot keneged ofot, sharekom mutachteim bedalut. Talmud lomar, v'chol ma'asa b'marcheshet. Therefore, we go to the next case. The next case, after chol mincha asher te'afeh b'tanur, the pasuk continues on to say, unnecessarily, v'chol ma'asa b'marcheshet, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia ishki achiv. So what is that coming to be, Marba? That's coming to be, Marba, that you can't even exchange menachot keneged ofot. Okay, so I might have thought, that makes sense. Yochol lo yochol lachalok menachot keneged ofot. Because, I mean, look, they're totally different pieces of the earth's development. I mean, these are actual, both of them are animals, and these are plants, and maybe that's why you can't exchange an animal for a plant. But you could exchange a bird for a mammal, maybe the yechalku ofot keneged zvachim, because both of them work on the same basic system, you know. I mean, they don't reproduce the same way, but, you know, they all got this circulatory system and this dom, and so they're basically the same things. So halalo v'halalo minei damim. Talmud Lomar, no, that's why we add the next case in the Mishnah. It's not only Marcheshet, it's Al Machavat B'chol B'nei Aaron Tia Ish Ki Achiv. So that's an additional riboy to tell me even Ofot Keneged Zvachim. Yeah, but you know what? That makes sense because after all, remember, the way that we do the Ofot is Biyat, and the way that we do the Shechita for a mammal is Bekli. So that shows that there's some really fundamental difference. But how about one mincha for another mincha? Where both of them, elu ve'elu asiyatam biyad, both of them are done biyad. So, I mean, you'd think if one guy likes pancakes and the other guy likes waffles, you know, okay, so you can exchange it. Talmud lomar, no. Ve'chol mincha b'lulav ha'shemen l'chol b'nei aron tia. Even that. Okay, that's because one is a waffle and one is a pancake. I mean, for heaven's sakes, those are almost different life forms in some countries. So, of course, you can't exchange a waffle for a pancake. So, yachol, that might be lo yachluku mechavat keneged marcheshet or marcheshet keneged machavat. I mean, you know, waffles are soft and these pancakes, they get hard. That is different, but you should be able to exchange one machavat for another person's machavat, right? Maybe you could do that. Talmud loma v'chareva. Therefore, comes to tell me an additional riboy. L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. So you might think that all of this is only, remember, every last case that we brought up over here might be limited to kachikachim. I mean, because menachas are kachikachim. And maybe the animals that we're talking about over here are all a reference to kachikachim, but maybe you could exchange a carbon taida for a carbon shlomim. That should be okay, right? So ava yechalku bekachim kalim. Talmud lomar, ish ki achiv ve'imal toda. So that attaches ish ki achiv to the next parsha, and the next parsha is talking about imal toda yakrivenu. So you see that it even has to be properly exchanged? No, split. You can't exchange. They all have to be able to eat it. Kashem she'in chokim b'kachim kachim, kach ein chokim b'kachim kalim. And once we're on the pasuk, since it says ish ki achiv, I just want you to know, an ish, so if he's already an ish lahalacha, so then he's cholek, even if he's a balmum. Because remember, a balmum continues to eat kachim and is even cholek in the kachim, whereas a katan is not cholek, even if he's not a balmum, afilu tam. And therefore, anyway, but getting back to our question is, you said I'm going to use that pasuk to satisfy Richie, and that should come to tell us that kayanim are going to be cholek even when it comes to seorim, which proves that we're going to give the Sorim, whether they're Chariva or Blula, namely, whether they are the Minchas Seita or whether they are the Minchas HaEmer, that's Chariva or Blula, respectively, in an Im Eno Inyan for Chitim, Tneu Inyan L'Sorim, but it turns out we need this Pasuk to tell me this complex halacha that no exchanges are accepted. You got this piece of this particular carbon, that's the piece that you got to eat. So how do you explain that? According to Chizkiah, we needed to tell me something else. Answers the Gemara, hold on a second. Chizkiah was basing his halacha on Belula v'chareva. And this brisa is talking about the word kol that it keeps repeating. And therefore, the kol is the reference to it needs to be given to every single person. So ahu mikol nafka, and this Chizkiah was that was where we start. V'chol mincha b'lulah v'Hashem, and so on. So this is a different limud, but we used that. Excuse me, you don't remember because it's a 10 daf ago, you know. But if you recall, we had a limud that we had before, but from Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Yudah, and he said, what do we see from that pasuk? We see that there are two sets. V'chol mincha she'teyafeh betanur, v'chol na'aseh b'macheshet v'avumachavad, v'chol mincha b'lulav v'shemen v'chareva. So we learned from there that just like the mincha, which is b'lulav v'shemen v'chareva, if you make a minchas chareva, you make it into a belula, and you put shemen into a minchas chote, that over there it's actually pasul, and there each one is unique. And you cannot, so too, you cannot mix a minchas marcheshes with the minchas machavat. So that means it has to be the first part, v'chol mincha ma'afeh tanur, the chalot and the rekikin, have to be different, which means that we're not going. I'll leave the pasuk is teaching us not to believe Rabbi Shimon's drasha, that you can mix the chalot v'rekikin, because this comes to tell me that there are two separate categories, two sets. Same way one set is unique, each element of the set is unique, so too the other set, both elements are unique, right? So we need this pasuk for that. That kol. You said there's two dimudim here. One is kol, and one is the fact that it's belulav Hashem and v'chareva, right? But here we're using that kol. No, we're using the vav of v'chol over there to teach me Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the kol itself, that's coming to tell me what we said over here for Chizkiah. Namely, that there's also a chalukah l'kayanim of se'orim, whether it's belulav Hashem, such as the Minchas HaEmer, or whether it's Chareva, such as the Minchas Seita. Okay, so now we're talking about one marker. This was Chizkiah's marker. We know that the Kohanim eat Minachas that are Seirim from the Pasuk, which seems extra, of Chol Mincha, either Chareva or Belula L'Chol B'nei Aaron. Ravina says, I have a simpler way of learning it. Atya Midatani Levi. I say that if you look at this braita that Levi gave over, you see the makar, the Tani Levi. Kol korbanam, l'chol minchatam, l'chol ashamam. So all of this is part of Parshas Korach. We're over there because of the machlokas of Korach. The Torah restates bris, melach, olam for all of the various matnas kahuna. And it lists all 24 matanais. And the Braita goes through the words that were used. Ze yelecha mikodesh hakodashim, mina esh, kol korbanam, l'chol minchatam, l'chol chatamtam, l'chol ashamam, asher yashivuli. We're going to be darshaning each and every one of those. Kodesh kodashim, l'chol hu levonecha. That is the essential description of the Esrim V'Arba Matnas Kuhn. Now we're going to darshan each one of them for another matana. And meanwhile, we're going to see that in that pasuk, it's basically saying that the Kohanim get to eat Seorim. Let's see how Levi, this price of Levi was derish. So what's the meaning of kol korbanam? What's the extra kol? Ptolemy Korbanam. Kol Korbanam comes to be Mar Belub Shemen Shel Mitzera, which I wouldn't have known is given. The leftover is given, because after all, we know the Lub Shemen isn't put on the Mizbeach, but it says, Vihikriv oto la'asham ve'et lo gashemen. So obviously we're calling it Vihikriv lo gashemen. So then when it says V'chol korbanam, anything that you can find that the Torah calls a korban, Vihikriv, that's included. Why do we need a special pasuk? I'll tell you, because look, Zalkadai Dramina, remember that pasuk says, Beferish, Ze yelecha mikodesh ha-kodashim, Mina Esh. Now, Mina Esh. Is the Lord Shemet put on the Esh? No. So I would have thought Mina Esh Katav Rachmana. But that would mean that the Lord Shemet is not given to Kainim because it's never put on the Esh. Kamash Malan, therefore, Kol comes to be Marbe, that even the Lord Shemet actually does go to the Kain. Whatever is left of it after we apply it to the Mitzvah and we sprinkle it and so on. Fine. That's coming to be Marbed that. Now, the next part of the puzzle. L'chol minchatam. What's that coming to add? That's coming l'rabot. Now, here is the essential part. All bright. Once we bring this, we don't really have to bring anything else because this answers our problem. But we're going to go through the whole price anyway. So, l'rabot minchata omer u'minchat kanaot. There you go. So, it says over here, all of the menachas. Why do we need all of the menachas? Because Saka Daitachamina, I might have thought that these are different. Why would they be different? What right would we have to say they're different just because they come from other types of grain? No, that's not why. I would have thought because since the Torah always talks in the mitzvah of Achila, in the Parshas Miluim, so what does it say? V'yachlu tamasher kupar bayam amar achmona. The ones who were part of the kapora. Okay, that was a reference to the korbanos in the miluim. And it's mashma that if a korban is not being brought for kapora, then it's not v'chu otam asher kupar bahem, which in that case was Aaron uvanav, and the Torah never gave that. Now, are these things coming for a kapora? Absolutely not. One of these things, namely the minchas ha'omer, is coming to be Matir Chadash, right? And the other one of these things is coming for what? Levarer Avon. It's coming to see whether this woman is allowed to be with her husband. So Idach Nami Levarer Ka'atya. But since they're not coming for Kapora, I would say, okay, so they're not included in the entire vision of the Matnas Kuhuna that was established during the Yimei HaMiluim, which was Korban, Kapora, Kohen. But this is not Korban Kapora Kohen. Kamash Malan. Oh, since it says Komin Chatam, even those things that are not coming for Kapora and coming for other purposes, like Biror Avayin or like Heter Chodesh, they also go to the Kohani. Now let's go to the next lashon of the post. Again, this is not really our business right here because we already got our proof, and that was the fact that the Komin Chatam included the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas HaSoita, not for the same reason, but meanwhile you do see that Seorim are also given to the Kohanim. So the next part of the pasuk, L'chol Chatatam, what is that coming to add? That's coming to add that even a Chatas HaOf is given to the Kohen. And why would I have thought that it wouldn't, that I need a special pasuk? Because Sal Kadai Techamina, maybe a Chatas HaOf is not kosher. It's only kosher for the Mizbeach, but it is an Avela. Remember, how do you make your Chatas HaOf kosher? You put your fingernail through the back of the neck of the bird, breaking the neck, which automatically turns it into a trefa, and then at the end, by the time you finish, it's like you've cut through a row of butzer. Now, I mean, that's crazy. How could a person eat that? It's pure Avela. Kamash Balan, Kol Chatatam, even including once the Torah was matir, that the bird this way for the Mizbeach, it was matir as well for the Kohanim. And what is the use of the Kol Ashamam? What would I need to know there? That comes to be Marban, Asham Nazir, and Asham Mitzera. Asham Mitzera, get out of here. That's a Beferisher Pusik that an Usher Mitzera is eaten by the Kohen. It says, Usher Mitzera, Be'edyakti Be'kikichatat Arshamu La Kohen. I mean, come on. Why would I need a Pusik to tell me if it says in the Sugya itself? Why do I need an extra Pusik to tell me something that it says Beferish in the Sugya? It says it goes to the Kohen. Okay, I didn't mean that, okay? I meant L'rabot Asham Nazir, which doesn't say, and that Asham Nazir should be just as mutter as the Asham Mitzera. That's what I meant to say. And why not? Because, Sarkatatramina, remember, we said before that Karbonis that are coming Asher Kupar Behem. What is this book? This Karbon is coming to allow a Nazir to drink wine. I mean, come on, you're telling me to allow a Nazir to drink wine. Therefore, the Kohen should get a share in that. It wasn't Bechaper on him in any way, was it? Kamash Malan, Afal Pikin, Ko Ashamam includes even an Asham Nazir. And then, what's the closing words after that? Asher Yashivuli. What is that referring to? That's referring to Gezel Ager. Remember, we have a special halacha. If somebody stole money from a ger, and now he wants to return it, and this ger was an old man, when he became a ger, he never had any heirs. So now what happens to that money? That money, which is mushav, goes to the Kohanim. So it's given back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Yashivu Li, Zeh Gezel Ager. Then that is also one of the Chof Dalet Matnes Kuhuna, and it's given to them. Therefore, it has to say, Lechahu Ulevanecha, Shalchahu Ulevanecha, as complete chulin. It's yours, 100%. Hafilu Lekadesh Bo Et Ha'isha. You want to use it for things that are completely your personal concerns. They are not considered to be the Chelek of Hegdash. Amar Rav Huna. So now, taking our Mishnah in consideration, it says in the Mishnah, gives this discussion about all of the Menachas, and as Rav Papa said, the big 10 of the Menachas include always the Karbonis of Akum. Now, that raises a bit of a problem, because if you're telling me here in Menachas that we're talking about a mincha of an akum, I wasn't sure that an akum can bring a mincha. I know that it says ish ish the gabe the beimes, but how do I know that they could even bring a carbon mincha? I thought that it was limited to bringing carbonos oilis, and indeed here's that shita. Shalmea ovde kochavim, so if an ovde kochavim gives to the Beis HaMikdash a carbon shlomim, and he says, I'm giving this as a shlomim, it's actually brought as an oila. Huh? Yes. I'll tell you how we know. First of all, Ibai Seima Akra. Look, if you don't agree with my logic, there's a pusik, which I'll show you, but it could be just a plain swara. Vibai Dema Svara. Because what does a guy really want to do? Ibai Seima Svara. What's he trying to do when he gives a carbon? Looking into the psychology of the goy, in which the meaning of the carbon is a sacrifice to the Lord. So, I mean, I understand, a sacrifice to the Lord is going to be eaten by people? A sacrifice to the Lord is going to be allowing me to eat of it? I mean, the whole concept is ridiculous. I'm trying to get my money into God's mouth, and you're telling me it should go to these guys? Get out of here. So that must be what he meant. So when he said it's a shlomim, he doesn't know what a shlomim is. He figures it's a carbon that brings peace to all men. So I want to bring a sacrifice for peace on earth. So what he means is a carbon ayla. That's what I think. I think it's a simple svara. If you don't like that simple svara, then if you want, ibai tema, I could tell you it's a pasuk. And what would be the pasuk? Since it says, Asher Yakrivu La Hashem Lo'ola, now you understand that pasuk. That is a crazy pasuk. I mean, how could it say, Ish Ish, Mibet Yisrael, Minager B'Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Korbano, L'chol Nidrehem, L'chol Nidvotam, Asher Yakrivu La Hashem Lo'ola. Does that make sense? Anyone that brings a korban is bringing a korban as an oila? And it's in the context of ish ish. Remember that the whole limud that a goy can bring a korban is gufa from ish ish. So since this is the marker of the guy bringing a carbon, so then it's telling me, what is that carbon? Kol nidreyem, kol nidvot tamashay akriv l'Hashem, lola. Okay, so then that song is limited to the Naila. Masiv, Reb Chama bar Guria, how about this brighter? Oveit kochavim shitna dev lahavi shelamim. If a guy gave a carbon shelamim, that if he was nitanam leYisrael, Yisrael ochla, nitanam laKohen, Kohen ochla. But anyway, it's definitely not an Ayla. It says if he brings a shlamim, he can decide who is the one that's going to eat it. But if it's, you're telling me that by definition it isn't a shlamim, it's an oila, then this whole braita makes no sense at all. Oh, my Rabbi, no. One second. This is a special case. When the braita says if he gives it to a kohen, if he gives it to Yisrael, it doesn't mean if he hands it over to be eaten after it was brought. It means if he gave this carbon, and he said, I'm giving this carbon in order that Mr. So-and-so, that kind priest that read the inauguration on in Washington, he looked like a nice guy, I would like him to have this carbon shlamim. Fine, so then if it's given to him, then it becomes the equivalent of Yisrael's carbon. And there it's as if it was beferish. For a shlamim for this kohen, or if it was for another guy who's a Yisrael, that's what it means. But if he just stam gives it, he says, I want to donate this as a shlamim, well, still could be true that saying that would just mean that we bring it as an oila. So this might be a special case. So Ravuna could still be right. Masiv Rav Shizvi, how could Ravuna be right? Look at your own Mishnah you're learning right now. We got the 10 biggies, and the 10 biggies include what? Mincha avanove kochavim. Now, how is there a mincha avanove kochavim? If the pasuk says, kol nidreyem, kol nidvesam, are olot, so then that would mean that everything has to be brought entirely to the mizbeach. And you're telling me that they're nikmatzais and they're given to the kohanim. So you see, Ravuna is completely wrong. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha. That's not a problem. Because the Mishnah is going Aliba to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, possibly, whereas Ravuna was going only Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. What's that machlokas? That machlokas is about the pasuk of Ish, Ish, Tanya. The Torah could have just said Ish, right? So why does it say Ish, Ish? Matam Lomar, Ish, Ish. So that goof is coming to tell me that you can bring, just like a Yisrael brings, you as a guy can also bring any carbon you want. So then, if that's the case, then it would seem to be saying what Ravuna said. That indeed you're only allowed to bring an oila. How do I know that you can bring a shlamim? Talmud lomar, nidreyem. How do we know they can bring a toda? Talmud lomar, nidvotam. So this adds all of the various korbanis. Minayin l'rabot ha'ofot. How do we know that they can bring a korban or lasa'of? Or that they can bring yayin and levona and eitzim, all of which are considered to be korbanos that are brought individually, and it, you'd be allowed to bring them. Talmud lomar, lechol. It could have said nidreyem, and it says lechol nidreyem. It could have said nidvotam, and it says lechol nidvotam. So then that adds all of these other korbanos. And why did you say ola? I'm kemat talmud lomar ola. Ola is one miut. Okay, so what's it being lamayet? Prat l'nizirut. The point is that they cannot bring a carbon for Nizirut, and they're not included, and we'll see, they're actually not included in the parsha of Nizirut. That's how Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns. Okay, so it means, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ein Al-Chinami, our Mishnah says, look, and obviously they can bring a mincha, so they're part of the 10 biggies of Rav Papa, a mincha's akum. Whereas Rav Huna was going a little bit to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Akiva Omer, Asher Yakrivu La Hashem Lo Ola, means Eli Ela Ola Bilvad. It actually means that only an ola is the carbon that a goy can bring. He can't bring anything else. So Ravuna is saying, like Rabbi Akiva, so what's your problem with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a machlokas tanayim. Now, the question is, Aliba Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who said that ola is necessary, since actually I'm allowed to bring any type of carbon as a goy, but ola is necessary to tell me that a goy does not bring a carbon for Nazirus. But I know that from somewhere else. V'hai pratlan Nazirut mi'ocha nafka? You're telling me that a goy doesn't bring a carbon Nazirus from here? Is that where I know it from? I know it from me'osam nafka. Taber b'nei Yisrael v'yamar tarlayan ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir. And this means dafka daber al b'nei Yisrael. And if you're not b'nei Yisrael, then you're not included in this pasuk of ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir, from which we learn b'nei Yisrael no dream, and not ovdei kochavim. The ain ovdei kochavim no dream. So why do I need the pasuk to tell me that ola is that the guy doesn't bring the carbon nazir? I mean, is the chalal not included in the parsha of nazir? No. Two completely different issues, please. Imi hasim, if I only knew my pasuk, which is lo ola, right? I would have thought, okay, so they are not allowed to bring a carbon nazirus. But that doesn't mean that they can't make a neder of nazirus, and that they wouldn't be chayiv to keep the nazirus. Nazirus chala alayu. It's possible, just from that pasuk of Allah, that nazirus would be chal. Therefore, I need the pasuk to say b'nei Yisrael nodrim and not akum to say that it's not chal. So you'll say, so if it's not chal, why do I need a pasuk to tell me they can't bring the carbon? If obviously, if they can't be a nazir, then they can't bring the carbon of nazirus. Not true. Because you can be noder a carbon nazirus for another nazir. So if I wouldn't have known that they can't bring a carbon nazir, I would have said, okay, they can bring it. The same way they could give a carbon shlomim to a Kohen or a carbon shlomim to Yisrael, like the case that we discussed, they can give the carbon for nazirus for a nazir. Why not? Kamash malan. Therefore, I need both of these psukim. Excellent. You'll notice, by the way, Ari, that just because you got into the car, that does not mean that Zoom has dropped the fact that you're supposed to have Tsuri with you. It keeps putting you together with Ori. Now, either you're going to do the playing or you're going to bring Tsuri with you. All right. So now we've established.
I just dropped him, Rabbi. Sorry.
You don't apologize to me. You can talk to the Zoom AI. It's not letting go. So now that we've established the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, can a goy bring other korbanas? So let me ask you something. I've got this Mishnah over here in Shkolim, and I want to know who it's going like. Come on, Ozva HaDetzan, Omar Rabbi Shimon. Remember this we've discussed earlier? Shiva Dvarim Itkinu Beidin. There were seven particular takonas of Bezdin in terms of the... This is about Shkolim and about what we use to the money that's in the Lishka. So there was special Tanoi Bezdin, which allowed us to utilize those funds for special needs. Suppose a goy sends from overseas, he sends a carbon oila, and he included funds to pay for the nesachim of that oil. He can't actually send the ingredients of the nesachim because then they would be tamei and we wouldn't be able to bring them. But he sends the necessary funds to cover all of the other costs. Then we use that money. Graven Mishalo, we buy the nesachim and we bring it together with his carbon oil. But Imlav, if he didn't send the money for the nesachim, then we're going to have to buy those nesachim and pay for it out of the lishka. We're not going to send a bill to a goy overseas, and we can't force, we don't use a koach for akum to do any of the mitzvahs that have to do with korbanas, so therefore we'll pay for it. Now that Mishnah is taking for granted that there are minchas nisachim are going to be brought with the carbon of a goy. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, there are no other things that are brought. I thought he's only allowed to bring a carbon eilah, and now we're going to end up saying he sent money to bring a minchas nisachim. So is it, am I forced to say that the Mishnah in Shkolim is going like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and it can't work out? I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva? No. I feel the same with Rabbi Akiva. It could work out like Rabbi Akiva, because when Rabbi Akiva says you bring an eilah, what do you think he means? A stripped-down eilah? He means you bring an eilah and all the adjuncts to the eilah. And normally when an eilah is brought, the Torah includes the chiyuv of the minchas nisachim with every eilah. So he didn't mean to say a stripped-down eilah. He meant to say a fully equipped eilah. Anyway, what about this bright? That when the Torah says in the Parsha of Nisachim, it gives over what to bring, and then it says, Kol Ezrach, Kol HaEzrach, Kol HaEzrach, Yaseh Kacha Et Eile. What is that, Yaseh Kacha Et Eile? Who is the Ezrach? I mean, what does this Parsha say? Well, the word Ezrach means the citizen. The one who is part of these dinim, which refers to Yisrael. That tells us that an Ezrach brings Nisachim, but that an Oved Kochavim, Ein Oved Nisachim, Ein Oved Kochavim, Mevi Nisachim. Now, this is talking about Nisachim, remember, that are brought as a separate carbon. So, that's what we learn out from this whole additional pasuk, that it's possible to donate a carbon of a minchas nisachim, as we saw earlier. But only a Yisrael can do that. Not an Oved Kochavim. Now, you might think if that's true, that if an Oved Kochavim sends a carbon eilah, that you don't need nisachim even with his carbon eilah. So, yachol lo tehe Oved Kochavim mevi nisachim. Okay, I understand. But also lo tehe olato tu'unan nisachim. No. That's why it says, Yaseh Kacha, from which we had learned earlier, that normally it would have come to tell me a din of Ikuva. Here it comes to tell me Kacha, that the carbon itself does require Nisachim. So here too, the Gemara wanted to know, is this only going like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? It doesn't work out like him. Is it going like Rabbi Akiva? It doesn't work out with him either. And therefore, what are you training these children to do? Now you're
regular intake of fluids. In fact, menuchos are called korban hydrates.
You must have been practicing that one for months.
I've had it for about half an hour, yeah.
All right, Churchill. Very good, very good. I bow to a superior mind. Anyway, so who does this work out according to? It doesn't work out according to anybody. It can't be Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Because if you're going to talk about Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, he said before that the goy is allowed to bring Yayin. That was in the list. He said he could bring Yayin and Levena. I mean, Mashma, and all of these things you're bringing on its own, right? Yayin, Shemen, Levena. Okay. And it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says he's only allowed to bring an Eila, but he should not be bringing the Nesachim. No. Come. It could work out according to anybody. Ibait Ema, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So it could work out fine like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Ibaitema Rabbi Akiva. Let me explain to you. Ibaitema Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Okay, how could that work? Well, it would work with a little bit of surgery. We'd have to delete one of the words. We'd have to take out the word Yayin. Because after all, he did say Yayin in the Braita. So we'll have to remove that word. Instead of saying Ofot and Yayin and Lavona, it's just Ofot v'Levona without Yayin. That's what we'll have to say. Or you could say it's Rabbi Akiva, but remember, what's the problem? Rabbi Akiva said only bring an Eila. He meant bring an Eila and all of a fully equipped Eila's needs, which includes, of course, the Nesachim. So now we've left with the strange limud of Rabbi Shimon. So remember Rabbi Shimon, we took for granted that the whole meaning of kmitza, that we do a kmitza in order to give the Mizbeach Askarata, then there's Shirayim. What do we do with the Shirayim? And the whole point of the kmitza is to be matir, the Shirayim for the Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon comes up with this very strange idea that actually, if you're talking about a Kohen who's bringing a korban minchas chayte, and he's the chayte, so he does both. There's a kmitza, which is the askarata, and that goes to the mizbeach separately, and that's coming as the kapora, like on anybody else's mincha. But then there's the fact that it's a minchas kohen, and a minchas kohen can't be eaten. So then the mizbeach gets the shirayim, but that doesn't preclude doing a kmitza, which normally we do only a kmitza if we're going to be matar shirayim. But if, let's say, if a kohen brings a regular minchas nedava, he doesn't do a kmitza. If a kohen brings a minchas nedava, the whole thing is put on the mizbeach, kolil tiyeh, kol minchat kohen, kolil tiyeh, and therefore there's no kmitza. So where does Rabbi Shimon come up with this idea that if, in the unique case where it's a minchas chote, if the kohen was the chote, so then he has to actually have both a kmitza and shirayim, not a mile. Where does Rabbi Shimon get that from? Well, the Tana Rabbanan. First, let's take a look at the shita of the Tanakama, who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. The Tana Rabbanan. Vaita la kohen ka mincha. So this is in the parsha of minchas chayte. And what's the pashtus of the meaning? The pashtus of the meaning is that then the leftovers should go to the kohen like any other mincha. That's what it seems to be saying very clearly, no? So that should be saying that the kohen is going to eat the shirayim. No. It means that in the case that Haita l'kohen kamincha, if the Kohen was the one who did the chait, then it doesn't matter. He can also do the kapora on the chait by bringing the korban. You might have thought that just like where you have a Yisrael who did a chait and is going to bring his Kohen, bring his mincha to a Kohen to be mechaper for him. I mean, a Kohen who does a chait, somebody else needs to do it for him because yavo zakai v'yechaper al chayav, al yavo chayav v'yechaper al chayav, right? So how could he bring his own korban? Therefore, the Torah is coming to tell me the hakrovas hakorban is not relevant to the Kohen himself. It's the bringing of the mincha, and he can even do the aveda on the very mincha that he's bringing because of his own chait. That's what it's coming to tell me. That's what it's coming to tell me. I mean, isn't that strange? That's what it seems to be saying. What it seems to be saying is, it's coming to tell me that instead of this being like other minchas kohanim, in which I have to put everything on the mizbeach, this is coming to tell me that no, treat it vaital kohen like any other mincha. And it's not viewed as the nedava of a kohen, which goes entirely to the mizbeach. And then, so you'll say, but wait a minute, doesn't it say in the pasuk v'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo teachel? So how could I think that? Why not? The Torah would be saying that this simply means that the minchas kohen is different, achatas is different from a minchas nedava. The minchas nedava is kalil tiyeh lo teachel, but a minchas chote, which is a minchas cheva, it should be haita l'kohen kamincha, like a regular mincha, and therefore it should be eaten. Talmud lomar haita l'kohen kamincha, makish chovato l'nidvato, if he himself was haita l'kohen, if this minchas chote belongs to a kohen, then it's like any other mincha that the kohen brings. That's what the pasuk would be saying. Makish chovato l'nidvato. If a kohen would bring a nedava, would it need to be put on the mizbeach in its entirety? Yes. So ma nidvato, you can't give it to a kohen to eat. so to the Minchas Chorteh of a Kohen, you cannot give it to him to eat. So that's the Shita of the Tanna Kamma, that the Pasuk is coming to allow the Avodah to be done by the Kohen. But actually, we treat it the same way we treat any other Minchas Kohen. The entire thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. This is the Tanna Kamma. Now here is where we get to Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbi Shimon, V'chi ne'emar, what are you telling me that a Minchas Kohen, which is a Minchas Chorteh, is being compared to other Menachos of a Kohen? It doesn't say V'ital HaKohen k'minchato, does it? Does it say that this Minchas Kohen should be like every other Minchas Kohen? No. It says this should be like the universal Mincha. V'ital HaKohen k'mincha. Now, why would it say that? If it's really a reference to the dinim of the Kohen's Mincha? So therefore, it's coming to be makish the Minchas Chorteh of a Kohen to a Minchas Chorteh of a Yisrael. And what do I learn from that? Well, a Minchas Chorteh of a Yisrael requires Kmitza. So that's telling me the Kmitza is the chelik of the Mincha that is Mechaper. Therefore, if this is coming as a Kohen's Minchas Chorteh, it requires the Askara to be Mechaper exactly as if he would have been a Yisrael. It's not talking about the Shirayim. It's talking about needing Kmitza. Af Minchas Chorteh shel Kohenim Nikmetzes. And now you'll say, oh, so if the Minchas Chorteh of Yisrael is Nikmetzes, and we know that the din is, as we just learned, that we give the Shirayim to the Kohen to eat, right? So then that should be true over here, that Imam Minchat Chorteh Shel Yisrael Nikmetzet V'Shi Areh Ar Ne'echolim, so too should we say that Af Minchas Kohen, which is a Chorteh, Nikmetzes and Shi Areh Ar Ne'echolim. No, that's why it says, Talmud Lomar, La Kohen Kamincha. Only for the Kohen is it the same as a Mincha, but it's meaning Kamincha's universal of Yisrael, namely it needs Kmitza. But it's not treated, as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, like a Minchas Yisrael. The Lola Ishimka Mincha, that's why it says V'ital HaKohen. How do you explain that? Only the way I, Rabbi Shimon, explain it. The Kmitza needs to be done, as we saw. And it needs to be Karev Agabe Mizbeach, as we saw. And that's the Kapora. But what about the Shirayim? The Shirayim aren't given to the Kohen. The Shirayim are given separately to the Mizbeach, but not as the Askara. That explains the Shita beautifully of Rabbi Shimon.